Hello, everyone. Welcome back and happy new year. I hope you guys had a phenomenal celebration. I know those of you who are truly spiritual understand that it's really not the actual new year, but I do enjoy the festive attitudes and good spirits of people during the holiday season. So I enjoy
it.
Mm-hmm. They are. It's such a wonderful side of people to see during the holiday time. So I don't mind saying Happy New Year just to put another smile on someone's face. But those who would like to know, the actual New Year is springtime. But I'm sure you can delve into that a little bit more as you look into scripture. But in any case, I'm excited. I know you hear our beloved returning guest, Brother Thomas, in the background. Welcome back, Brother Thomas.
Thank you, Jewel. Thank you so much. It's great to be here in 2025. And you know why, because 2025 is involving a seven. Yes, it is.
I know how much
so I'm excited.
The seven means to you. Welcome back, Thomas. And as always, I want to thank all of you for your endless support and tuning in to Can We Talk with Jewel podcast for this entire year. I think this podcast,
Virginia Slim. You remember the Virginia Slim commercial? You've come a long way, baby. Well, we have.
Yes, sir. I think today is going to be reflective of everything we've grown through throughout the year and information we've shared. And, of course, before I forget, I want to remind you guys that this podcast is proudly sponsored by FundraisingCup.org Ministries. We're just very grateful to have them sponsor us and push us forward into new ventures. So thank you so much for your support. And for the rest of you, please continue to donate. We always remind you, your support is invaluable, and I encourage you to continue doing so and support this podcast and guests like Thomas in our mission of love and light.
And I'll just say this, you'll throw it in there. It don't have to be monetary. It can be, you know, spiritual. You can pray.
Absolutely.
Comments are invaluable to us.
Yes.
Don't know, but your words might be an encouragement for somebody who's on the brink. And so,
it's true. I've also encouraged many of our followers to help the homeless, right? To go out to soup kitchens. Do whatever you can. It doesn't have to be monetary, like Brother Thomas said, to this specific organization, because giving back in any way is just tremendous, and we encourage
it. Yeah, for anyone. Like, for instance, you know, somebody that's on the street.
Yes, absolutely, Brother Thomas. Not sure if you are having technical difficulties there, but we just heard you end saying even donating to someone on the street, which I think would be great.
Can you hear me now?
So, I can hear you now. There you are.
I'm so sorry. I must have turned line on the phone. I'm on the hotel phone, people. Long story short. It's the only way that I can communicate. So, you know, God gives us what we have, and so we deal with it.
And you make do, and you do his will and his purpose with the resources that are allotted to you. And if you do it with a thankful and grateful heart, you will reap more. So keep planting the seeds.
Amen.
I want to share today's topic with you all. But before I share the topic, I got a little sentimental because if you follow our podcast closely, which our greatest supporter, Brother Thomas, does, you would know that after every new podcast, it rewinds to the first podcast we've ever done.
It does.
And it's so symbolic because that podcast was really a turning point for me in actually stepping into my own calling and my new role and this new podcast, and everything was just new in conjunction with the new year. And so I'm sharing that to say, as I was going through all of the podcasts we've done together, as well as by myself, Brother Thomas, we've had some amazing shares.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
And I know we discussed it offline. Sometimes the Holy Spirit moves us, and we don't necessarily know where we're going with some of these messages.
He puts the words in our mouth. I mean, there's so many things that I've heard, you know, when I replay it back, I'm going, I said that? I'm going, I say what? How did I do that?
Yes,
it's like, you know, you were saying we reflect on what we where we've been. And so when it does go back to that first one, you really look at it, you're going, wow. To think that I said it that first time, I said, I'm a fish out of water. I don't feel comfortable doing this, but you've asked me to do it, so I'm stepping out on that limb and I'm doing it. And I've never regretted it. Not one
moment. Yes, I'm really proud to even see your growth in podcasting and as well as mine. And,
because you used to be the one, you know, roll out the red carpet for Sister Sharon. Not anything to say against her, but I'm just saying.
Yes.
You know, this was your baby to begin with, and you didn't feel adequate, at least in your mind, but you were. I knew you were. But you had to always take the back steps, you know. You were in the background. You didn't want to be up front.
Shout out to Sister Sharon, wherever you are. Just want to give you a quick shout out. But as Brother Thomas said, I'm really a very humble individual.
Yeah.
Those that have met
very
me
quiet.
Personally know that I am very quiet. And that has sometimes come to my demise because certain people, when they think that you're quiet, they think that they can create narratives about you that other people
can steamroller over you. They can just roll you right over, you know.
And also, the thing about me, and Brother Thomas could tell you about this. We went through so many nicknames for me, but I'm somewhat of a lioness, and I say that to say that I don't come into a room with the intentions to attack or the intentions to harm. But if you come for me or those that I love, you will be surprised. In what comes in this little packaging here.
You know, I think that's a mother's role. I really do, Joe. Well, I think that God gave that role to women, that they were supposed to be the lioness. Now, if you remember about how the lion and the structure of that is, you know, basically he's king of the jungle. But that don't mean that he goes out and nails the prey, you know? The lionesses do. They bring
the
food to him.
And
kind of, you know, says, okay, I'm Mr. King of the world, and okay, you go out and you do what you have to do, you know, but you bring it back to me. You know, he would be nothing. He would not exist if he didn't have the woman, the lioness, doing the hard work. I'm just saying.
There you go. And here's another little inside nugget about me. I know I post some pictures usually with the podcast because that was the advice I was given. Usually, I'm not so much into pictures. I got into that, I think,
me
the last
either.
Few
I hate
years.
Pictures. God, I hate pictures.
As I've done. Yeah, I was told that it's the best way to market, and so I started, you know, posting you guys see exactly who I am in my most natural state. And I know sometimes people might wonder, oh my, you know, she's a Christian, but she has this tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
And I do. I do have a tattoo. I have a Black Panther tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
See, there it goes. It comes up again. And I kept it pretty hidden for a very long time. I got it when I was a young girl because I was attracted to the Black Panther as the cat of stealth and aggression, as well as the Black Panther group. So there was a lot of ties and affiliations that I had with the Black Panther, but a lot of people didn't know that because I kept it hidden for so long, right? So only if you knew me.
I bet there's a
really
story behind that little tale about when you got that, because I understand when you get a tattoo, it don't feel good.
No, it was. It was a pretty painful endeavor, but it was also...
You were determined to do it.
I was, because it really, I don't want to say
signified you,
me,
an inner, it signified you inside.
Yes,
the Panther was trying to get out.
Like, that's what I felt like always inside, although people may have their different views of me. I always felt like I wanted to stand up for those who couldn't speak up, and I would do it in such
nice.
A stealthy way that you wouldn't see me coming. And
right.
so,
in a black,
you know,
yes.
the Black Panther was me.
Oh
and
my
so
God,
they're
so majestic. They're majestic, but they're also so slow moving. You never know.
They are. And you know what? To this day, I feel like it's so symbolic to everything I've learned, all of the wisdom gained, because even in my challenges and the attacks from the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And we spoke about this, Thomas. A lot of times our enemies celebrate prematurely.
Yes,
and they had no
it's
clue.
The hallelujah,
praise
the Lord type of thing. Uh-huh, they sing a
yes,
hallelujah chorus.
I mean,
the fat lady hadn't sung yet, honey. You better watch it.
You could only, no pun to fat ladies, because I'm pretty shapely myself.
I didn't mean that way, honey. That's just
I know.
The fat lady things. Don't count your blessings. Don't count your chickens. All that kind
know,
of stuff.
I know, Brother Thomas. I'm just being my authentic self, letting you know I don't take any of these things personally. But the truth is, Brother Thomas, a lot of times, the enemy and his minions, they key very prematurely.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fact is, well, one, our Father has the last laugh.
Oh, yeah.
And he...
The silence is coming, people. The silence is coming.
Yes, yes. Which is leading us into today's topic, which is the silence of the lambs before the storm.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Well, nature
you know
does
why.
Get quiet before a storm, Jewel. Have you noticed that?
Yes, yes. That's what I was going to. Many of you around the United States, we are bracing for an actual physical storm, ironically, yes. along with this topic. But like Brother Thomas said, before a major storm, it's amazing how nature can warn you that something's happening.
The birds
that there's a
get quiet.
Yeah,
you know
yes.
they know. See, nature knows when a storm, a tempest is rising, and
absolutely.
So they get really quiet. They get their young'uns, like if they've got little ones, they don't let them say a peep. You know,
no.
it's just like it's a
no.
reverence that they're showing to the storm, because the storm has a mighty, you know, force, and you have to
yes.
respect it. I think in nature, oh, I know I'm saying this right because I'm getting chills. God's telling me.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, oh, yeah, I'm getting some really chills from this. So the storm is coming, okay, and we as the chosen ones need to be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Need to respect that time. And this is what nature does. When a tempest is building and you know you've got the rumblings coming, you know, that's the – you've got the – I used to love, Jill, listening to the storm build. Okay, because I had my front bedroom of a two-story home, and it faced the west. And a lot of our storms, because being in Jackson, Tennessee, come from the west. And so I would watch it in the distance, the flaring, you know, and then I would hear the rumbling of the thunder. And so then I would roll up the windows, you know, and open up the curtains, and I just love storms. I love them. And so I would listen for it building, and then I would close my eyes as it was right on the tempest was on top of us. It was boom, 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 boom. And it was, you know, that those loud thunders, meaning that it was right there. The flash, the lightning was right there. It wasn't like it was like you wipe the lightning and all of a sudden you wait for the thunder. So then you know that it's not that far away. But
yeah,
I loved it. And so this is where we are in our time.
The thunder is rolling
in the distance, but it's coming.
It's coming. You know, guys, and this is what I was saying. As you go through all of the podcasts that we've done throughout the year, Thomas and I have been pre-warning. We have been almost prophesizing, right? We've been lifting the veil. We've been exposing. We've been walking in truth and authenticity. And telling you things as it is, which is a rarity nowadays because everyone has to be so politically correct.
Well, they want to shade it, Jewel. They want to put shades on everything.
Yeah.
I hate that. Be authentic. Be original. Be yourself.
Well, that's
don't be somebody. Don't be somebody that the world wants you to be.
Well, that's the thing. The world wants to keep you in a low frequency of being unhealed, because it takes a true healed person to be able to speak and say, "Hey, yeah, I did that when I was young, or I learned from that. I've grown from that, and here's the wisdom that
own up to your mistakes, exactly. But willing to say I learned from it, because see that's the thing. You're gonna repeat what you didn't learn.
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you another thing that Brother Thomas said that made me reflect. You know, before I've gone through my spiritual journey, I wasn't as attached to nature as I am now. I actually was timid of storms. I was timid of animals. And now I'm totally opposite, right? Which was amazing.
You're excited.
It's like, you know, the whole rising phoenix thing, like just out of nowhere, my ancestors, our father, when they felt I was ready, and that's the key thing, because it happens at different times, stages, ages for all of us. But when they feel that you're ready to actually receive the information, it's amazing how things start happening and you can't really explain it. I've had owls come and visit me repetitively, right, Thomas? I send you pictures like, Thomas, you're not going to believe this. It's another owl.
And, or vulture. You've had those too. That's kind
I've
of weird.
I've had vultures. I've had deers walk up to me. I've had just you name it. And you guys know I talked to you about the spiritual warfare that I've gone through with occults and family members, and I've had crows line up and all kinds of different things where I've had to learn what was happening because it was foreign to me. Like, what is this? And then after I learned, I was able to tell Thomas and help him through his spiritual journey when he would see different things like flies in his room and whatever.
Say,
don't worry, calm down.
Green flies, that was a scary moment. That was a scary one.
Well, it can be. I mean, especially if you don't have the resources and the tools. And unfortunately, you know, spirituality is not, it's not a fit in a box kind of thing as we thought it was, right? Because I always thought, well, you know, everything else has to be pagan. And you have to do it this way, otherwise, you know, you're gonna go down the wrong road, and the truth is, that's false. It is false. We have to have an open
mind. Yeah, because people who are Christians are going down that wrong road, Jewel. I'm sorry.
They're already sending them down the pike of hell, just to have a lowercase c title for Christianity.
I love how you're quoting my lowercase c.
I love that because I, you know what, guys, I don't want you to think that I'm above anyone, because I too lived in a lowercase c situation myself. And I say that because even though I'm you know, I never really was one to get down with certain foods like pork, but that doesn't matter. what I'm talking about when I refer to lowercase c is, you know, Christians have this uncanny way about them where
yes.
they feel like they can do whatever they want, and it's okay because I'm a Christian.
A Christian.
And I feel like we can actually do a skit about it. Like, you know, you go against the, like, I can celebrate these pagan holidays because I'm a Christian. You know what I mean? Like, you can just do all kinds of
stuff. Yeah, because you can separate yourself, and that's what they think they do. But
that's
what they're
what
not
do
doing,
do
they're becoming part of the world.
Yes, and then pass judgment on other groups, like, what is that you're doing over there? Is that carrot? Oh, no, you are demonic. Like, wait a minute. But I thought
Oh, that tarot cards. Oh, my God. I used to think tarot cards were the evil of evil. Oh,
no,
my
no.
God. Somebody who you would go to and ask for them to tell you what your future was? How dare
well,
you?
Well, that's what Christianity tells us and teaches us.
Yeah.
But the irony of it all is just like in anything in life, there's a polarity. And so there are good tarot readers and there's bad tarot readers.
Yeah.
And there's good
spiritualists.
And there's bad spiritualists.
What are they called?
They use the same
mediums. The mediums. Yes, the mediums.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, they use the same resources from the earth, but they make a conscious decision as to who they're going to serve and what they're going to do with that information. And
correct.
I say that to say, like, you know, if you are a tarot reader and you know that the message you've gotten from your ancestors or from our father was X, Y, and Z, and you decided to manipulate that information to work into your favor, that's wrong. And
that's
you
wrong.
Know who you're serving when you do that, right?
Amen.
So it's just like anything. We just can't be closed-minded, and we have to have that youthful ability to learn like we did when we were children and not close the door on anyone. Because I've learned a lot about spirituality. I know I shared with you guys about salt and how it can be used to protect you, and they don't tell us this, right? Because they want us to be slaughtered like the lamb out there with no protection. And you know, to bless your homes and reach
well, the
out
olive oil. That's the other thing. The olive oil.
With
that's
the olive
something
oil.
I've learned in this growth is the olive oil.
You know, communicate with those that were there before you. When I say that, I don't mean like actually sit there and wait for them to talk to you, because honestly you probably wouldn't be ready for that anyway and would run out of your house.
Beware of what you ask for, Jewel. Beware of what you ask for.
I know. Because you know what? They know whether you're ready or not. And sometimes they'll do things like, you know, just have a ringing in your ear to let you know that they're there with you. And take solace in that. You know what I mean? Take solace in just that, because you have to, like Brother Thomas said earlier, be careful what you ask for, because if you actually were to see them, you probably would have an all-out panic attack and say, wait, hold on, I wasn't ready for all of that. And they know. But just show them love. Pay them homage, you know.
Respect your elders. Just like, you know, I've learned something that's amazing to me, Jill. Sorry to interject here for a minute, but you know the indigenous tribes?
Mm-hmm.
They are really spiritual.
Oh, yes.
And they really focus in on their ancestors. And they feel like their ancestors are walking right along beside them. And if they veer off the path, you know, their ancestors are going to say something about it. And so they try to live the straight and narrow. And if they go off on the side, then, you know, hey, they better turn themselves back around. And so that's
their
spirituality. And that's amazing to me. I never realized that before. I used to think that the, you know, whenever they would go and they would have, like, the people in the military would come to, and I'm talking about like when we had the days of the settlers and everything, when they would have they would go to the chief and they would go with the medicine man and they would smoke the peace pipe.
Mm-hmm.
I really think that the Indians knew what was going on there, that they had put this special ingredient in that pipe, you know, and they were going to basically have these people hired in a kite.
Listen.
And give away the world. And that's usually what happened.
Yeah, yeah. I want to add this really quickly before I lose track of my thought with the natives. I know, Brother Thomas, we've had conversations before about this United States being the real Jerusalem.
Yes.
And I'm not going to get too deep into that.
I believe it's
But I do, yeah, because I tell you, it's information constipation for people to just get all this stuff and be
it
like.
It blows your mind, but has our mind not been blown all this past year?
Listen,
I mean, literally, people.
What you'll do is, you'll just box it as all conspiracy until you can process it properly. And
right.
I get it because I've been there the same way. I'm like, Thomas, it's too much. I can't.
In fact, people, she tells us, I've heard too much, Thomas. You give me too much information. It's overload. Ding, ding, ding,
yep,
ding.
Yeah. I mean, you know, between the pyramids that are underground here in
yeah.
the United States that are not being shared with us. And the Grand Canyon.
And then what's
I'm,
there, you know, in Arizona. I mean, really? That's why they built the Hoover Dam? Really?
Yes.
Because they were covering up?
There's a lot of hidden things. But this is what I want to say. Before I overwhelm you guys and have you guys all trying to break down Wikipedia at the same time. this is how we really break the internet. It's not really with the nudity that some of these fake stars are doing.
No, it's shooting with all the questions. Yeah, we freeze them up.
I wanted to say this, is that, you know, some of us have ancestry that go back to the Indians, right?
Yeah.
And we may not necessarily know this. And, you know, they know. And you guys know who I mean by they, because many of us have been silly enough to do the ancestry, DNA, all this stuff.
Yes.
And we're thinking that, you know, we're trying to connect with our grandfather, but having no clue that your great-great-grandmother was a Cherokee. And they kept that from you because, and I'm going to share this with you, if you can prove that you are part of these Indian nations, you are entitled to, I think it's about $10,000 a month per child that you have.
Mm-hmm.
How deep is that? So imagine how many people would be really breaking the web to find out what Indian tribe they have in their bloodline.
Well, it's not only that, Jewel, but also it's knowing that, you know, when your mom signed that birth certificate, that really you had a value that is unbelievable.
That you didn't even know about, right?
Yeah, millions
and then,
of dollars, people. Millions of dollars.
It would blow your mind, right, to know, wait a minute, you mean all of this time I was entitled to $10,000 a month for myself and then another $10,000 for my kids, and I've been living paycheck to paycheck and no one's told me? Yeah, they DNA, what is DNA company that recently shut down something 123 or whatever. Yeah, they failed to release 23andMe. Yeah, they failed to release that kind of information that could really help you while you're sitting there trying to draw ties to loved ones. Yeah.
Because we could go into the mortgage thing, you know, if you wanted to, Jewel. We could really go into that. People always probably thinking, well, why did it take 3 days to get the bank to come up with their decision? Because they were getting paid.
You know, there's so much going on behind the scenes that when you actually find out what's behind your birth certificate, how much you were really bought or worth, so to speak, it would blow your mind, right? And I think it's gotten to this point where our father is tired of the lies, the manipulation, the deception, the abuse, the slavery, the all of it. It's really coming to a head, right?
Yeah.
Because the greed has reached epic limits where people are on the street that shouldn't even be on the street. Like, it's totally insane. It's totally abusive.
Right.
And we're relying on ignorance to keep a system going. Like,
right.
Just don't tell them. Just don't tell them that they're Cherokee.
Right.
And we can keep them, you know, under a bridge. Why?
Yeah.
Why would
and what you know what just happened on New Year's Eve, right?
Yeah.
In New Orleans?
What
have you been following the news? So they had a guy that came in a vehicle, and he plowed down Bourbon Street. Now,
I heard about
should
this.
The people have been didn't there on Bourbon
in
Street?
Vegas too?
Yeah, in Vegas too. That happened right at Trump Tower.
Okay.
That's significant as well. But no, they in Bourbon Street in New Orleans, he plowed down the street. 10 people were killed. And there were multiples of people that were injured. Now, it says that he had been in the military before, and that he turned and changed to ISIS. Now, what's going on with that one? Okay? So, there's deception, and I think people have been, they swallowed the Kool-Aid, and they realized the Kool-Aid tasted like vinegar.
Yeah,
so
that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, the story was not what they thought it was. You know,
when it comes to the media, I don't really engage with how they try to gear me to view or react to the picture they try to paint of these individuals. But I do.
But what I'm just saying is, you know, if those people had been doing their right thing, they wouldn't have been there on Bourbon Street. You know what I'm saying? Because Bourbon Street, that is Sodom and Gomorrah. If y'all ever been there, New Orleans, Bourbon Street.
I've never been, but I was going to I do pay attention to patterns, and I noticed the same thing happened around the same time in Vegas, and it was also a former military person that I believe they both.
And they were on the same base, Jewel.
Yes. And so,
now, how is that possible?
I'm so glad you pointed that out, because it leads me to the next thing I was going to say, which is that I think they both served in Afghanistan. And one of the things, recently, I myself have been running into so many military people. Like, everywhere I go, it's kind of uncanny. Like, what are the odds? But these two happen to serve in Afghanistan, and I think one of the things I think I've mentioned on social media, but you haven't really heard me speak about it publicly, is the MK Ultra program.
Yes.
And it's not just for us citizens, because everyone to some degree has been programmed, whether you want to accept it or not.
Tom and Joe,
if you're watching
MK Ultra.
If you're watching television, and any of you who've taken communications would know how they can manipulate your mind into purchasing things, doing things, accepting things. These things have been well studied. So you have been programmed to some degree.
Well, Jill, I'll say this. And MK, I think MK, when I think that, Martin Luther. So I found out something about good old Martin Luther. Do you know his middle name is not Luther?
His middle name was Lucifer.
Martin Lucifer King. So you realize that he did work for the government.
Yeah, it's funny because I ran into, like I said, just a week ago, someone who was part of the military. And they told me they had two life and death experiences, and was happened to be very close to Martin Luther King. And I was just listening very closely to them as they were explaining the new venture that they were getting into to help homeless. But I was thinking to myself, Brother Thomas, many of these soldiers have also experienced being programmed, going
yes.
through MKUltra programming. And then
yes.
when we see that this happens at the same time, we don't know what trigger was put out there for them
yeah.
to do the same exact thing at the same exact time.
Yes.
This
well, you remember
real.
The movie that came out, and I always loved the movie, The Manchurian Candidate?
Yes, yes.
Oh,
yes.
People, if you have not, and I'm God saying go look at that movie, because I've got chills now. Manchurian Candidate. People, it will tell you about programming. It will let you see things that you've never thought of before. That these men never knew what was going on, that the programming
no.
was going on. And then they became somebody they didn't want to become at all.
Yes, yes. And there's always a lot of truth in these movies, I have to
yeah.
tell you guys. I think we go to the theater and we think like, wow, that would be crazy if they did something like that. Oh, they probably did. And someone lived to tell the story.
Yeah.
I think for many people, you think, oh, well, they can't possibly do MKUltra anymore. They came out back in, I think it was the 70s, and
yeah.
said what they did and appeared to be apologetic and would never harm innocent civilians.
They continued it. They didn't shut it down.
Testing.
The CIA has continued
this
it.
Was never shut down, okay?
No.
I want to
emphasize modified.
To people. It was modified, and what they've used DEWS, which is direct energy weapon testing,
yes.
that they're still doing on innocent civilians.
Yeah,
right?
Not like just somebody's in a, like a lead position.
Innocent
no,
civilians.
These are just common Joes.
Common people that if they come and tell you, of course they would sound, and that's what they're banking on, is that, well, hopefully they'll sound so psychotic.
Love the word banking, Jewel. That's an interesting concept that you said, banking. Mm-hmm.
That,
has to do with
no
money, people. The whole thing has to
seriously.
Do with money.
Yeah, at the end of the day, that's what's behind it, is
money.
Is the money. And, you know, they test these things out on innocent people, and then,
yes.
you know, they're hoping to gauge
drive them crazy.
how it would work against an actual enemy, to what degree
mm-hmm.
can they drive someone crazy,
mm-hmm.
how many zaps, how frequently, do we do it while they sleep, can we,
yeah.
you know, put cameras in
well,
their
I'll tell you too, Jill, do you remember the movie A Clockwork Orange?
I don't. No.
Okay, Jack Nicholson was in that. So Clockwork Orange has to do with MKUltra. And the guy that
oh,
did
wow.
the major thing of MKUltra wrote Clockwork Orange.
Oh, wow.
Now,
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. It has to do with your perception. It has to do with your psychological, you know, how you deal with things. And you know, if you start looking at the world through rose-colored glasses, that's one way. But you can also look at the world and see it for what it really is, the true truth.
Yes.
And you don't
yes.
want to go there. You don't want
no.
to go there. And some people will say, give me drugs. I don't want it, you know. I'd rather
yeah.
live in my rose-colored glassy type of environment where I don't have to face reality. I'd rather put my head in the sand. I don't want to deal. And that's where we are today. We have so many people that want to bury their heads in the sand. They don't want to come out. They don't want to say, let's just wait till it's over. Wait till the storm is gone, and then I can come out.
Yes.
No.
Yes, Brother Thomas, you're absolutely right. Because the truth is, not many people can handle the true spiritual reality
no.
of this life. Right?
No.
And then,
oh, Lord, no. And they sure can't handle what's fixing to happen to them now. And you know what I'm referring
no.
to, Jewel.
But the thing is, the closer you become awakened,
mm-hmm.
it's almost like they feel they do need to zap you back into a sleep state, you know,
yeah.
and think your only purpose here is to go to work every day and
right.
to buy more
go
goods.
Through the humdrum. It's the George Orwell's 1984, people. I mean, this
yeah.
is where we are.
Uh-huh.
We are drones. We are supposed
yeah.
to just go to work, punch in, do our time, And then come back out and do it all over again the next day.
Yes, and have very little allegiance
to your family, right? And
no.
We talked about the pledge of the allegiance, where the expectation of your allegiance is supposed to be. They don't want you to have the loyalty, the allegiance to
God.
Your God, your family lineage, because if you did, you would not sign up to partake
in harming or doing something
to innocent people, right? Because
they built this race thing to festering, and it's not. Really, people, we all bleed red, you know?
But that's part of what I was saying before, is that a lot of us would probably be surprised that we share the same turkey race and have no clue. We just got different hues of complexion. And it would blow our mind, like, you're Cherokee too? You're like a beige Cherokee and I'm a brown Cherokee, but we're Cherokee.
Yeah.
You know, think about how silly it would be that
Jewel, I told you that my great grandmother on my mother's side was apparently, there's a picture of her that I saw where she's sitting in a chair. She's got and I'll give the description to people and they can draw their own conclusions. She was wearing a black dress, okay?
Wow.
She had a lace collar, white lace collar. She wore a netted hat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, and it had the tassels down it. Now, what does that symbolize to you?
Wow.
Amish, Mennonite.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, those are indigenous people, because guess what?
Yep.
They don't pay taxes. They don't do none of this stuff. They go about their lives all on their own.
The thing is, Thomas, we have lost the connection to prove our lineage connection to these groups, which would also place us in that same category where we wouldn't be stressed out the way we are, worried about paying all this stuff and frustrated with all of these immigrants coming in and not paying all of this stuff, because we would be properly aligned with our lineage.
Exactly, because if we really realized that, you know, we came in and took this land away from them.
Mm-hmm.
We did. We showed them a few trinkets and said, okay, I want New York.
Well, correction, Thomas. It's not we, because it may be they took it away from us. You understand
what
I'm saying? So don't group it into we, because some of us...
No, you're right. But it's sad, you know, they turned their land over, which I told you when my grandfather walked the land with me. He said, remember this.
I know.
The soil.
I know.
Most important thing is the land. Don't ever give away your land, people. That's the most important thing you can do.
It's so true. It's so true. And you would be surprised how cold people are, knowing who you are, knowing what your inheritance is. And I'm not just talking about your parents, grandparents there. I'm going great.
Way back there.
Of knowing what they're entitled to and trying to steal that from you by any means necessary.
Yeah.
That's
my great grandmother's name, guess what her name was, Jewel? Nettie.
What was it?
Where my mom gets the name Avanette. She was combined with two grandmothers. One was Grandma Ava, and the other was Grandma Nettie. And my mom's name was combined Avanette. Okay?
Wow.
And so Nettie Flowers, that was her name. Flowers, people, to put it in, they're telling you. Nature.
Yes.
Nature.
Yes.
So you go back to your heritage. Think about it. Don't put it into a computer and say, okay, give me what I am. You don't have to go there. You don't have to go there. Because let me tell you something. Basically, what all they want to do is they're tracking you. They want to know where you've developed and where you stand.
And here's another thing. Here's another thing, Brother Thomas.
I think when we realize that we have more in common than
mm-hmm. then we have differences. Yes.
Then we have differences with what the media is throwing at us. Like you're Dr. Hugh, you're Lida Hugh. I think when we come to terms with realizing, wait a minute, you mean to tell me you've stolen land from me and him?
Yeah.
Like we're technically victims of your theft?
Yeah.
Then I don't think Brother Thomas and I would care so much to worry about what complexion we have, more so than uniting to take back what was stolen.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And I think that's the next stage we're going from.
Well,
here,
you know, and that's the other thing. That's the other thing with the military. Okay. So
mm-hmm.
when they strip you down, and they do, okay, they break you, and they strip you down, then you don't see the guy's color of his skin. You don't. You see that he's your brother,
mm-hmm.
and you will stand beside him, and you will give your life for your brother, no matter what he is.
Mm-hmm.
That's the programming, because they want you to be one in the same. You both have a common goal. You have a task to do, and it don't matter where they were born and who they did and all this kind of stuff. At the end of the day, that man's got your back. And if you don't support him, he's not going to support you.
Correct.
And that's the way it is. And so then when they get back from their war wounds, okay, they see the world is not where they were there. And it's hard for them to cope. Because basically when they left, they went over there and they've seen the wind of war, okay? And they've seen their brothers die. And they face this every single day, and it's hard. It's very hard. It's very difficult because they rely on that brother, and they hurt for that brother. And they come home and they say, that brother's doing this, and that brother's doing that, and we don't associate with them, and we don't associate with that one, and it's just so screwed up. They're saying, but that's not where we were over there.
Nope.
So how come it changed? Where did
why
I lose?
Why did you
become
a savage over here? Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, here's
where
the
did
thing,
I lose
Brother
track?
Thomas.
Huh?
Here's the challenge that I want to put forth for our brothers and sisters in 2025. I want us all to dig a little deeper.
Yes.
And I
look
want
and
to
see what they are inside, people.
Don't look at the outside.
You know, you can't, you know the old saying, you can't judge a book by its cover?
By its cover,
oh,
yes.
True.
I don't just want to challenge you to dig deep into our brothers and sisters and being open to receiving them and seeing them for who they are.
Get to know them. Get to know them.
But I also want you to get to know your own lineage.
Yes.
And I challenge you for 2025, those of you that follow this podcast, I challenge you to find out if you have any native lineage in your background. And if you do, I want you to hashtag fundraising cup and say, well, we can't do Me Too because they did foolishness with Me Too. What do you think we can do a hashtag with, Brother Thomas? I want you to hashtag, because this is our inside stuff, and we're going to be silent about it, but the hashtag will speak volumes if you can find out what native group you belong to. But
hashtag
native. You said spirit?
Spirit.
How about spirit native? Spirit
yes.
native.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag, if you have found out that you have native lineage, hashtag spirit native. And
or if you feel it. Not only if you maybe not have found it, but if you feel
or
it
you
inside.
Just know.
There's something
and
that's
you,
a driving
you intuitively
force.
Know.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a driving force that's saying, I'm different. I'm different for a reason.
Yes.
Then you need to center in on that.
I'm curious to see all the different hues of complexions and the beauty of all of our spirit natives coming together.
Well, you remember the old song, Red and Yellow, Black and White? They are all precious in His sight.
In His
sight,
yes. Jesus
loves the children of the world. Remember this, people. We are all little children of the world. It don't matter.
Yeah.
Whether we're yellow, whether we're red, whether we're black, whether we're purple. I mean, it don't matter. At the end of the day, we're still people. We're still God's children.
Yeah. Because I'm going to tell you this. Whatever your hue is, they'll steal from you too. Okay?
Yeah.
And you could say, Auntie Jewel told you so. You can hashtag Jewel told you so. Okay?
Amen.
Red, yellow, black, and white, they'll steal from you without a right.
Okay. Oh, sure will. It don't matter. They'll turn on you on it like a dime. Yes, they will.
Mm-hmm. Oh, please. So
yes,
definitely.
Hey, Jewel, you know, I do want to sometime in this podcast to do the scripture.
we have definitely done
it a whole different way. We've gone and started doing the message without doing the scripture. So it's going to be like,
we got so casually excited about this new year and the silence that it's going to bring. Because, guys, you know, it's first of all, this is monumental for the podcast, but it's also very sentimental. For me and Brother Thomas to know that we've gone this full year doing the Lord's work. And we've gotten so much of a pushback, some of which many of you cannot fathom. And as you too awaken to who you are spiritually, you will also go through it and say, oh, my goodness, they have been warning us about all of this since 2024. They've told us about this. About the use of these energy weapons. They've told us about how they've been hiding these pyramids and hiding our lineage. They've told us about all of this stuff happening behind the scenes. And when they told us, they were like beyond their time. But it's not about us. At the end of the day, we don't even want the credit because it's God giving us the voice.
You've got to get the discernment so that
by the time you walk into it, you don't feel alone. You don't feel like, what the heck is going on? Does anybody else see this?
It's camaraderie. Yeah. Then you realize, hey, brother, hey, sister, I got
team.
You. Uh-huh.
We're already opening the doors to let you know, here's your team. You're not alone.
Yeah,
they've
amen.
Done this to
and
people
that's
before
comforting.
You.
I don't know how many times I've turned to Jewel.
Yes.
And she's me.
Yes.
And we
because
have sounded
you know
off
each
other.
That's what you need. When
exactly.
you're going through this, you need that camaraderie. You need to know, am I the only one that sees this media playing games with me? Am I the only one that sees that they are pretending to make us believe that we're just here to work, reproduce?
Yeah.
If that much, because right now they're promoting
Dolly Parton thing, 9 to 5, right.
Now they're promoting more same-sex relations, so they don't even want us to reproduce anything to go against what God wants us to do. And and the thing is, when you see what they're doing, it's important that you speak up and you are candid, honest, and open. Right? Because
stand your ground. Please stand your ground.
They use your insecurities.
Yeah.
They use your deep, darkest secrets.
They use your fear,
Jewel.
That's the devil.
And most of all,
that has
been the core of everything they do, which is fear. You know, they create these scary movies. So what? You watch them when you're young, and then when you become an adult, they use the same tactics against you, and you think you're losing your mind. No,
exactly.
It's all
well, look what they did with COVID, Jewel. The fear was that we were going to die. Now, they came out with a scientific evidence that said 99.9% of you ain't going to die. So why the did we go take that vaccine? Why? Because they painted the picture of fear. Oh, my God.
Fear.
People are going to die. There's coughing.
We're going to die.
In mass graves and all this stuff. They produced this.
Well, here, Thomas, it's funny enough. It went from the fear of death to the fear of not being able to provide for my family because I won't have a job. I mean, every fear you could think of, they were just throwing at you.
And they're going to do it again. I have just heard, oh, my God, Jewel, people, the hospitals are going back to mask because of the bird flu.
Oh, here we go again.
And this fog, if people have been experiencing this fog, that's man-made, created. And they're doing it because it's going to make the narrative be you're sick because you got involved with somebody who was involved with the birds. The bird flu.
I want to tell you, those of you who have been paying attention to the time, right, because time is key, right, and we notice as we're phasing out this Democratic Party and phasing in the Republican Party.
Another Democratic Party.
There's been nothing in these last few days leading into the switch in roles, at least the switch in roles publicly.
The new world government, the new world currency.
It's been nothing but absurdity, right, and fear, right?
Yeah.
I mean, every time you turn on the news, it's like, oh, there's these drones in the sky and there's this fog in the sky. And no one's giving you answers. It's just, we're just going to drop this information.
No, they're not. There's no answer. They're just saying it's there. You just have to accept it. You know, you just have to accept being in fear.
That is basically what the media is saying. Accept being fearful with no answers.
Let the government give you the answer. That's the whole thing in a nutshell. They say your government will take care of you.
But they don't have the answer. They're not explaining. People are asking, what are these drones? What are these things we're seeing in the sky? What is going on? And you could actually hear, those of you who don't know, I don't usually follow the news a lot. I get a lot of my information from Brother Thomas.
Brother
Thomas fills me in with what's going on because I know how the media works, and I don't operate in a state of fear because, believe me, I have a family and agency.
You have enough to deal with. You don't have enough.
Doing more than enough.
There's too much information, you know, to deal with. Yeah,
so I don't do the whole information constipation bit with what the media is doing. But I'll tell you this much, because I think in the last podcast we did, I said I will talk to you guys a little bit about what's going on in the skies and what's happening. So aside from disgruntled parties, right, frustrated that their time's up and it didn't work as planned and they wanted to move forward with their own agenda and now they got to go with the other agenda and it's we're going to ruin things before they come in. And aside from that, all right, we got a lot of things at play. We also have other things happening outside of this universe. I know it'll blow your mind because we've become so self-centered. We think that humanity is the only thing out here, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have other things going on outside of this universe that is watching. They're watching the chaos and watching the childish behavior, the abuse that we are doing to each other. They're watching even battles at play between light and darkness that we don't see. They're watching all of it, and they're waiting. They're waiting to see who's going to win.
And Jill, you know what that is? That's the Watchers.
The Watchers are at play.
In Revelations, people, remember the Watchers?
There's so much going on, guys, that I don't think your mind, unless you're truly spiritual, to fathom and understand that what you're seeing at play
is supposed to be.
The universe is operating the way the universe is supposed to operate.
Exactly.
And
whether we try to change it, step in and make it different, it ain't going to go. When God says enough is enough.
It's enough.
It's enough.
And
we have already been seeing signs that the light has won a very great battle.
Yeah.
That's what we're seeing. And you're seeing celestial beings observing like, oh my goodness, if the light is won, we're going to see huge changes in humanity. We're going to see truth, honesty, a lot of things being revealed, and a lot of the dark polarity of negativity being pushed out.
Well, they're painting that picture. There is a certain faction that's painting that picture that everything is going to be a new world, a new golden age, and y'all beware of that.
Well,
it's time to keep your head on.
This is what I have to say about that, Thomas. It's always going to be someone or something trying to outmanipulate what God is doing. So that's
and
not,
we just
that's
need to be focused on God. Don't look towards
you're
gonna a
have
man
to use wisdom.
To
you're
going to
have to use discernment. But I'm going to tell you, this is a very interesting year, 2025. I told you guys last year, as we came into 2024, that was going to be the year of lifting the veil.
Yeah.
This is going to be the year of just truth.
Everything. It all comes to a head.
This is truth. This is justice. And
we ain't getting to 2030.
I'm
telling you, people, we ain't getting to 2030. That's a mirage. No.
We're going to start seeing a lot of darkness not just being revealed, but fading away.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, that's
you know,
what you're seeing with Hollywood, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Why do you think they call it Hollywood, Jewel?
Well, I don't get into that.
Well, what it has to do with, and I didn't realize this either, you know, it's a lot, Hollywood's really demonic, and they are. And what they use, and one of the things they use in their spells is the holly bush, you know, the holly tree.
Correct.
And that's how they got Hollywood. So it has to do with casting spells. And so they cast spells on us when we go to the movies. And we get so involved in the characters that we're seeing on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And then we think that those people, when they come off of the screen, that they're that same way, and they're not. And and their light kind of dims, and we're kind of going, but you look so different. You know, when you were there in that light, and I thought you were the one that I need to emulate and follow. And that is the deception, people. You see, that's when we forget about God. When we're focused on the Hollywood starlets of the time, whether they be music, whether they be, you know, theater, whether they be on the movie screen, they're just people. They're nothing special. We put them on pedestals. If we wouldn't go to see their movies all the time, they would cease to exist because their characters playing a role. So
I agree.
Here's what I'm going to say about that. You've heard something about this day and time that's all central casting. There's something to that. So put your eyes of discernment on and listen to what I've said. Central casting. It's all a movie. Okay? They're playing a role. Nothing is what it seems. Okay? And if you think something's weird, go with that, because it's the truth. You see, the truth is trying to come out. And when you're seeing something and feeling kind of weird, like, you know, I'm thinking, Julian, you probably felt the same way. When you go down a dark path, don't you kind of feel kind of eerie? You know? Kind of like, I don't know what's around me, but something feels kind of off.
I've been through several dark paths. I could
need to go with that. You need, that is your inner being.
Yeah.
Okay?
You have
that's
to
telling
your,
you, the alarms are going off. Ding, 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 ding.
You
need
know,
to react to that.
I can't express to you guys how many times my intuition, God, the Father, Spirit, has spoken to me and said, it's time to move, child. They're coming to attack. And you can try to explain to someone who's not spiritually grounded God said it's time for me to move. And they're like, what are you talking about? You know, everything is situated perfect for you right here. Why would you move? Listen, if God says move, I don't care if I got three mansions, a Lamborghini, and a Mercedes in the backyard. I got to go. You know what I mean? And that's when you realize you reach the level of spirituality where the material things of this earth, they don't mean anything.
No, and Jill, you know something? I really think that all of us have an inner intuitiveness. We just don't know how to center in on it.
To some extent. Everyone, I think, does. Some more so than others. And I'll
some people cut it off. They turned it off. They don't want to face it. They don't. In other words, I'll tell you what it is. Do you remember when you were growing up that and they had cartoons about it where they had, you know, the evil one on one shoulder and the angel on the other one, and you could choose whether it was right or wrong, yes or no, evil or good, okay? That's your conscience. So I think your conscience, go with it. That's your intuitiveness that's inside you. It's innate. It's inside everybody. Go with your conscience. If your conscience is telling you that something wrong here, pay attention to it. What do you think, Jewel?
I absolutely agree, Thomas. I can't tell you how many times I've had that inner voice tell me something's not right.
Yeah, don't do this.
These are, what are they?
You're gonna regret it.
These are people in sheep's clothing. They're wolves.
Yes. Yes.
They're wolves. Don't trust their smiles.
Don't trust what they're saying either, people. They're trying
to set you up. And some people would be like, how in the world would you know that? Well, that's an inner voice.
Mm-hmm.
That's an inner voice that I chose not to ignore and tell myself, no. You couldn't possibly get that from God. No, I've gotten to the spiritual level where I've accepted it. And I don't mind telling people, God told me so I'm not going that way. I know it's not going to make sense to you.
Amen,
God
because you see, that's the thing,
people
Jewel,
are doing
God,
right here.
Well, God gives us the freedom of choice. You know, in a way, sometimes I wish he wouldn't because, you know, maybe we wouldn't get so bad if we would just follow him. But he said, no, we give you the freedom of choice. And he says, I'm going to let you go down that path. And it's going to be up to you whether you turn back from that wickedness. And if you do, I'm here to help you. But if you don't, I'm going to say, okay, now you win. And you're going to the devil, okay? And that's the way it's going to be. And so God, he loves all his children, loves all of us.
He does.
Equally.
And
there's no favorite. Ugh. I hate that, you know, I came up through my Christian beliefs, Jewel, that the Israelites were God's favored people. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I think that God loves all of his children equally. And that just because they're Israelites, that they're special, no, they're not. No, they're not.
Well, Thomas, I think I want to be careful in how
I know. I'm stepping on toes with that. But I'm just saying, I think a lot of people had trouble because they think, well, I'm not an Israelite. So I never will obtain what they do. Bull. Wrong.
First of all, many people don't even know if they have lineage going to, you know, being an Israelite. So they don't even know that, to say, I'm not an Israelite, I'm not favored. But I would say this. I would definitely say this, because in the Bible, our Father says to be careful, because you may be entertaining angels unaware.
Yeah.
And I say that to say, you know, people, they're not careful. And they tend to have...
And they can be led astray, too. Like, for instance, all right, the Tower of Babel. Do y'all know what the Tower of Babel is all about? It's where everybody decided that they were going to get to heaven. And they wanted to get there because they wanted to have a talk with God. Well, you don't have to build a tower to do that. I'm just saying. But so everybody was intuitively thinking, and they didn't communicate. You know, they did this telepathy. I mean, it's wild stuff. But everybody was all focused on this common goal of building the Tower of Babel. And God saw that something was not right here, that somebody had told them, you do it this way and you'll get this. You'll get the reward in heaven. And God said, no, back that down. You're not going to have it. So then he tells them, stop. So then they were all babbling. That's what the Tower of Babel is all about. They couldn't communicate.
Yeah. They couldn't communicate with each other anymore. Different languages.
No.
But
couldn't get it done.
Here's the thing. I want to just back up and rewind, Thomas, because I didn't fully get this thought out. But I wanted to say that, and I know this is challenging for some people to accept, but I have to be honest, right? And I have to be transparent, which is what I promised you guys from day one. Right?
Bring the receipts, baby. Bring the receipts. Okay.
When our Father says, touch not my anointed, there are chosen people here on this earth. There are people that have strong lineage going back to our Father here on this earth. I mean, within their DNA. They are. I'm not going to deny that and tell you that they're, I don't want to say that they're extra special, because when I say that, people might think, oh, so they get the red carpet rolled. Actually, no.
They get
heavily attacked.
It's the complete
opposite. They get wrongfully persecuted. They get set up on
always
a regular
the hard
basis.
Way. Never easy. Never easy.
Their challenges are different than the average person's challenges. And they are, just like people are tested by God, they are also tested by God. And they're heavily punished for doing the same thing. They could do the same thing that another human can do and get punished twice as hard or three times as hard. Right.
Yeah,
and
we already know it and we still choose to not, and that's wrong.
Yes, because the expectation was when God sent them down here, they were supposed to raise the frequency here.
Yep.
They were supposed to be helpers here. They weren't supposed to be engaging in ditty parties.
They weren't supposed to be part of the world. They're supposed to be outside the world. You know, Jewel, and that's what I've always been. I've never been a man of the world, ever.
Well,
ever.
You know, I think that, you know, I love you guys, so I always tell you guys the truth. And I think, even for myself, many people don't even know that they're chosen until they get all these wrongful attacks and setups, and they're like, wait a minute, what's going on?
Why is this happening to me type of thing? Yeah.
Like, I was in my little, like, you know.
Your own little world. Mm-hmm.
My own little world, right? Many people in their own little world, and then God is like,
she's just a special girl. That's all it is.
Your assignment starts now, and you're like, what? Mark, get set, go. All the demons are coming for you. Good luck. Here's an umbrella. You're like, wait a minute. What's going on?
You didn't get an instruction booklet with that one, did you, Jewel?
I mean, listen, we laugh through it now, but seriously, those that are going through it know. If you know, you know. And you're like, wait a minute, God. I know you said in 2 Timothy that, you know, family would come against family and this would happen and people would do all this craziness. But
you could never imagine
living through it.
You thought blood is thicker than water. Bull.
And there's no instruction, man. You have to go spiritually to God, into your soul.
You have to step out on that You have to step out on that limb of faith. You really do.
Yeah. And
it's
like,
hard
God is like,
because your family's
God is
trying
like,
to pull you back
to
in. They're
like,
trying to say, you're
to
crazy.
Wait a minute. I don't even have, like, all of my stuff. They're stealing it. What do you mean it's time to go? Go now.
Pick up that cross and follow me, honey. Mm-hmm.
You're in a total disbelief that you're moving on faith. You have to trust that, you know, God is saying, your job is done here. I'll take it over from here. Don't worry about it. You're like, what about my name? What about my honor? They're talking about me. They're saying these
awful things that a child, you don't have time for that. That's not what I called you for. I called you to change the frequency, and I called you to do my will. I didn't call you to change your name.
Amen, sister. Preach it, preach it, preach it. Amen, amen, amen.
At some point, you just totally throw your hands up in the air and says, you know what, whatever you say about me is what it is. When God says it's time for the truth to come out, I guess I'll just show up and be a part of that celebration.
But you know, that's what God
until
did.
Until then, I have my hiker shoes on.
Yeah, that's what Yeshua did. He said, pick up thy cross and follow me.
And follow
me. You think about these people who were, you know, followers of Christ.
Yeah.
And you had, you know, they changed their whole way of life because of Yeshua. And so they picked up everything and followed him, blindly followed him, because they had no place to know where he was going. They didn't realize the lessons that he was going to teach them. They had no way of knowing. They simply needed to be able to be the ones to pick up the cross and follow him. And that's what we have to do. That is our calling.
Yes.
We are supposed to pick up our cross and follow God.
And follow him.
And when we do that.
No questions asked. You can't even bother. Even like, you know, I remember.
And be willing to suffer. Because you will.
You know, Brother Thomas, I remember early in my journey, I wanted to stop and explain and justify my cause and, you know, tell people, no, they're lying. That's not my character. They're defrauding me. And it's like, you know, it at some point it's like it makes no sense. You don't, they're so lost
in thought.
You can't even break down what everything.
No. And you're not going to change people's minds either.
And you're not
going
to change their perceptive anyway because they're not awoken. So you just have to do what God says and let it go. And when I finally got to that point in my spiritual journey, Thomas, it was that exhale moment where it was like, okay, well, God, it seems as if a lot of people hate me right now. They don't know the truth.
Yeah, they do. He said, yeah, they do.
And,
wake up, honey. I've been
Father,
trying to tell you that.
Father said, I told you everything you experienced, Jesus experienced before you. Don't worry about it, child. And
that's
I'm
right.
like, this is pretty hard, you know? Like,
think of Jacob Yeshua. I mean, my God, what he went through. You know, here he was thinking that, you know, he grew up in the temple. And he was there following the people of the temple, and then he had different thoughts about people of the temple. And so when he got out and he was doing his preaching to the world, he said, yes, but this is what God wants. And he spoke word of God, not word of man. That's the difference. And so he faced persecution straight on. And he was, and get this, people, he knew what he was going to end up doing. He knew where he was going, but he still kept on going.
And
he was going to face that ultimate challenge. Will I do this or will I not? Devil came to him and said, you know, you don't got to do this.
Yes.
All you have to do is throw yourself down. Your angels will pick you back up.
And that's
all you have to do.
That.
And then Jesus said, what's the devil? Said, thee behind me, Satan. I never knew
Satan.
Thee. And because he said, I have got to do this. My Father requires it.
Yep.
And I will do it.
Yep.
I will put myself on that cross.
Absolutely. And I think, Brother Thomas, I think that leads right into today's scripture that's so powerful.
I know. I've turned it around. I can't believe it.
You did. And before you just really hit that nail on the coffin, no pun intended, but I want to encourage those of you that are chosen, that have experienced things like our Father Yeshua and experienced wrongful persecution, experienced these setups, experienced people turning on you for just some silver. I want you to be encouraged today, especially as 2025 approaches, to know that you're not alone, that there's others that experienced it,
There's others that have survived it. There's others that have formed a new soul family, and are guiding people out of it because it's terrifying. I get it. I've experienced it. I know it. And just like how Satan approached Jesus and said, you don't have to deal with this. You can come with me. Guess what? We had the same option. It says, you don't have to deal with this. You can attack these people back. You can join Satan's camp of fornication, of lies, and set someone else up, and then you won't be the victim anymore. Yes, we have all been offered a way out through Satan's darkness and chose to go, to follow our Father. Persecute us wrongly, if you will, but we're not coming off track. We're not going to live a lie. And and that, to me, is so honorable. Those of you who made it to 2025, passed your test, heightened the frequency, congratulations. You've done it. I'm excited for you.
Please don't let up.
It's not over. We're right there. No. We're at the cusp. But I'm proud of you. And I hope that Brother Thomas and myself have helped guide you through it, have given you the reassurance that you needed to see, no, you're not going crazy. You know, we can't rely on this technology, guys.
No.
We keep emphasizing this to you, these smart TVs, these Ring and other cameras we're thinking is really protecting our homes. All these devices can be.
Why are we kidding?
These devices can be hacked into. Videos can be removed. You still can be set up with them. They're not providing the safety that you think they will provide. All right?
Right.
So you're better off doing things the old-fashioned way as much as possible.
Exactly.
Because it won't mess with your mind. You go down there, you're like, I know, I set this thermostat to 70 degrees. How was it back at 50? You cannot rely on
technology.
I can't emphasize
that enough. Technology
is
deception, people. Technology
is
deception.
Get out of that mindset of thinking it's here to help you, because if you do not do what Satan wants you to do with his team, his team will work against you with his vices. So as long as you're clear on that, then you won't be surprised when you start seeing these altercations, these changes.
And when
these
that
shifts,
does happen,
it'll be
Jewel, what is there? Right. And when that does happen, what are they supposed to do? Turn to God.
Turn to God. Turn to God.
In other words,
because
don't go to Google.
That's what's unchanging.
God
that's
is
what
not
you
Google.
Can rely
okay.
on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, and that's
so Google
where they
is
want to
deceptive.
Keep you in
y'all
the dark.
Y'all realize Google is skewed? Are y'all aware of that? That when you go and you do the search engine and you put in the thing that you want to be searched for, do you know it's going to come up with the one that you don't really want? That's the truth of it. Because they give you the negative as the positive. See, it's always the opposite. You got to realize that.
Yeah.
So if you're going to go and do a search on Google, go to the very last page, okay? Because the very last page will be the truth. That is true. So if you're using Google, realize it's skewed. Huh?
I said Brother Thomas is telling you guys the truth. I remember the first time I awoken from my sleeping journey here, and I was curious to find out. I'm going to tell it very, very briefly before Thomas goes into scripture, but I was curious to know about this woman who wrote the real Terminator and the real Matrix. And I remember doing a search, and the first couple of pages immediately said she's a liar. Wasn't her. She didn't do it. And
they stole the story. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they just took over the woman's whole story and created like even pages that you click on that says, is it true or false? And it would immediately say it's false. But then after you continue to dig to page 8, page 9, you start to see this woman actually won lawsuits that claimed she was the true author. And it's like, how can this be on page 9 when the first 8 pages are saying she's a liar?
Right.
I mean, that blew my mind. Could you imagine how many people stopped after the first two
first
pages and went and actually checked someone and saying, you don't know what you're talking about. She's a liar. Pages
right.
1 through 8 prove that she's a liar. That's insane that they would create 8 pages of a lie.
Yeah. And they do.
So imagine what they're capable of doing if they want to sabotage your life.
Well, the thing of it is, Jill,
they're trying to
phrase the narrative a certain way. And if the way they're going to do that is they're going to give you the negative, which really is the positive. And you got to think about what's going on here. And if they're saying these things are true, use your mind. Does that seem right?
And question everything.
Yes.
Because the minute we rely on them to be our source of information on page 1 through 8.
They teach you how to think.
We have failed God and we have failed ourselves by not doing our own due diligence. And
right. And,
that,
and they're teaching you
to think.
So they're telling you things. That's like in education. Like, you know, my mind's been blown. I mean, God, there's nothing new under the sun. But what I thought was my reality and my citizenship and everything in this country has totally been blown to smithereens. And when y'all get there, you're going to be the same way. You're going to be going, I don't know how we ever were stupid. But we were, because we were programmed. And we were programmed from young children. When we got up there, and I'm going to throw this in here, Jewel. I used to think I felt so good when I was at an age where I could understand the words that I was saying. And we would, at the first of the day of school, we would get up and we would say the Pledge of Allegiance. Now then, we said Pledge of Allegiance to who? Our flag. What does that flag represent? Well, we thought it meant the 13 colonies. Nope. 13 families, people. Look it up. There are 13 families and we're never part of them. They're the elite. And so when you pledge your allegiance, you put your hand over your heart. Do you know that that's also pagan? That you're pledging allegiance and you put your hand over your heart. So we're being programmed to first say, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. Okay? Then we start saying, for which it stands, one nation under God. Hello? Why is God way down the road? Shouldn't God be at the first, Jewel? You know he should.
Mm-hmm.
It should be God, it should be family, and it should be country. So if you focus your life, people, on God first, family second, country third, you'll never go wrong. Amen, amen.
Yes, amen. Valid point, Brother Thomas. That's why we have so much confusion right now in the land. Because if we did place our allegiance with God first, family second, and country third, we wouldn't be going up against God, which is one of the things this country best.
And we wouldn't be going to so many daggum wars either.
With a lot of the legislations that they come out with, it's against God. Okay.
Yeah.
And then they ask us to go against family when the greed takes over, and we're just like, I don't care who I hurt, who I kill, it's all about me. You forget that. That's supposed to be your bloodline. What are you doing? And then
that was civil war. We did family against family, brother against brother, civil war.
Yeah, absolutely right. Things are backwards. And that's why people are running in circles and unhealed.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't, what did they used to say about your house not being in order? It's
not in order.
It's in total
chaos.
It's
not in order. It's out of order. And they operate on chaos. See, chaos is the biggest thing.
You cannot lead anyone if your house is not in order. You are not putting God first. You're not putting your family first. And then you're over here doing all this rhetoric about the country this, the country that. Get your house in order before you start worrying about the country.
Amen.
That's what I got to say about that.
Amen. Preach it. Amen. Get your house in order. Forget your day. In other words, you go and you say you elect somebody. Do you know that El is also pagan, Jewel? So I've learned that in the last couple of days. El, elect. So we think we elect our governmental officers do. We really think so? No, we don't. They're selected.
They are.
They're selected.
Many of
and
them
so
are. But
we are, and what I mean by selected, we actually put them up on pedestals. We do. And we say, okay, this one's one. He's king of the mountain. So this is the one that you're going to follow. And whatever words spit out of his mouth, you got to do what he says do. No, you don't. No, you don't. At the end of the day, that man is supposed to answer for you, not you answer to him. Got it? So when some man tries to tell you what you're supposed to do in your life, you say, you, I'm going to God. If God tells me to follow you, then I'll follow you. Otherwise, I ain't paying attention to you. Amen, amen.
Amen. Brother Thomas, can you hit us up with that scripture, please?
I sure will. I'm ready to do it. All right, people. Okay. So the scripture today, and it's one everybody should know. It's one that we always are taught, but we never go forward with it. Through a few more verses. It's John 3:16. Everyone says, oh, I know that one. Okay, well, let's listen to it. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Now, that's where we end it. But there's more to the story. For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world should be saved through him. He who believes in him is not judged. He who does not believe has been judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Verse 19. And this is the judgment, that the light is come into the world, and men loved the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. And this is what we're seeing these days. Everything's being exposed. And then this is verse 21. But he who practices the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be manifested as having been wrought in God. Now, if we had always been taught that, Jewel, to not stop just the John 3:16, where would we be?
That is true, because they do just teach us to stop there at 3:16. And when you go on, you have a deeper understanding.
See, God didn't come to this world to judge us. Mm-mm. He simply wanted you to say, wake up, follow me, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except through me. So if you choose the way of the world, I'm sorry, you're not going to enter heaven. Plain and simple. But God came to this earth and he did not condemn the world. He loves all his children, but he wants them to make the decision. Do you choose right or wrong? Do you choose me or the devil? The choice is yours. Amen, amen.
Amen. I just want to close out with this little analogy that I heard earlier today that I think is relevant after hearing this scripture and talk about how man's nature is often to go towards darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think...
But we're inherently evil. We came into this world evil, people. Let's face it. We have an evil... Everybody has an evil bone in their body. You've heard that expression?
Do.
You do.
They do. But I want to tell you something.
We're born of this world, but we don't have to be of this world.
No. And I think that is significant to say that, you know, many of us have come across good people, nice people, wholehearted people. And although none of us are perfect. Because we just being in this world, we're tempted to be evil. But if you come across someone that even through all the temptations to be evil,
Yeah.
And they're still focused on giving to the needy. They're still focused on preaching about the goodness of the Lord. These are unique beings.
Yeah.
Right? Because the nature of man is not to be any of the sort. Right?
Closed-minded.
Based on what the scripture is
we're supposed to be, you know, drones. We're supposed to be, you know, we're supposed to be slaves to this world.
Yes.
We're not supposed to be ever trying to rise up above it. We're not supposed to ever change our frequency.
No.
We're supposed to change the radio frequency. You know? We're supposed to keep it on that 444 stuff that they chose this instead of being the 432. If you can look that up about in megahertz and stuff. But 432 is the basic one for tuning. And when we changed the tuning to 444, we basically all got skewed. We did, and screwed. And so everything is being played in the wrong tune. And when that happens, then we're seeing the world not as it is, but as what they want us to see it as. And that's wrong.
Correct.
That's wrong.
The analogy I want to give is that many people have this this new shiny toy syndrome, right?
Yeah.
Where and a part of it is from the programming of you know, just always seeing the next best phone, the next best car, the next best house, the next best.
Always looking for the grass and greener on the other side of the fence. Yeah.
Always looking for the next best thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our Father hides some amazing things right in plain sight.
Yeah.
And, you know, the example I heard today, it really blew my mind, and I'm going to share it with you guys before we close. But this young woman gave an example of saying, you know, if someone presented to you a Lamborghini, we're in 2025, so it's a 2024 Lamborghini, never been in an accident, beautiful car, everything, let's just say the Lamborghini was your favorite car,
mm-hmm.
and someone's offering you this Lamborghini, but it's a 2024, it's not the 2025. And you walk around it, and you're like, it looks good, but they're coming out with the 2025 soon. I don't know, but they're telling you this is a really good deal. I mean, they're practically giving you $10,000 off of this 2024, never been on the road, perfectly good car, and you're like, yeah, but I think I can get better. I think I can get the newest one.
Mm-hmm.
And so you pass up on your favorite car, the favorite Lamborghini, because the next best shiny Lamborghini, the next best, you know, or the younger thing is coming over here, and you want to snag that up. But what they don't tell you is in the trunk of that Lamborghini was $2.5 billion, but you never bothered to open the trunk, right? You took it for a test drive. It drove perfect. Everything was just right. God gave you the perfect model for you, and you turned your nose up to it because you wanted the next best shiny thing.
That's God. That's Yeshua.
That is how God works. And so I'm sharing that to say is that we couldn't see Yeshua for who he was.
No.
We couldn't see the chosen for who they are.
No.
And as we keep turning our noses to the next shiny thing, we miss out on some of the greatest gifts God is giving us right in our face.
Amen.
So I just wanted to share that with you guys.
Ooh, that was good, Jewel. I love that. Love that analogy. That's wonderful. Because that is the truth. You know, everyone thinks, well, okay, you know, I've got the opportunity to get this 24 Lamborghini, and it's everything I ever wanted, but And there's the light of doubt.
Yeah.
You see, when they can put the doubt in your mind, they've won.
Yeah.
They've won.
It is.
And so doubt is where mankind lies today. They doubt that if they don't keep focused on this Savior, you know, out there, that they're going to miss out on all this land of opportunity, that everything's going to be hunky-dory fine, you know. Everyone's going to get a piece of the pie. Wake up, people. Does that sound real to you? That everybody's going to have the piece of the pie? No, it's not. It's not going to be that way if it's a man telling you. Now, if God says it, come my way, and you will have eternal life. You know what, Jill? I would rather have eternal life in heaven than any riches in this world.
Amen. And I really wanted to share that analogy for the younger people coming up because, you know, many older people make their mistakes and they can't get the option ever again because they failed their test.
But I want to give
the younger people some real honest advice. Because there's some bitter old people that feel like, hey, since I failed, I got to take everyone down with me.
Yeah, there are those people. Yeah, follow me because I did it, and so you got to be the same way. You can't be better than me, you know.
Auntie Jewel and Uncle Thomas don't do that here, right?
Mm-hmm.
We want you guys to learn from the mistakes of those that came before you and make wiser decisions. Get in that Lamborghini and you thank God. All right, for the blessing that you have, because I'm going to tell you something. The experience of that 2024 model, you're not going to find in the 2025. And they're not going to be resilient to get through things because there's things that 2024 model learned throughout that year.
Yeah.
That the
well, I'll tell you one thing, Bill, about the 2024 2025. Nine times out of ten, the 2025 is made cheaper. It ain't got the quality.
We're going there.
Okay? And it's going
to
fall down. It's going
to
break down.
It takes more to get it going. You know?
Yeah.
It takes more maintenance. Things are falling apart.
I mean, those microchips and all that stuff that we got to have to deal with, you know, when they go, and you ain't going to be doing nothing to it.
That's right.
Because it's technology.
Right.
You know, you're relying on this technology to get you down the road. Excuse me? You know, you're going to get down that road, you've got two ways of going. You can walk or you can go a bicycle. You know?
That's
the truth of it.
That's the best analogy I can give the young people and people coming into their test and journey right now is to just really count your blessings. And
thank God for everything you've been given.
Yes.
For your mom.
Yes.
For your dad.
Yes.
For your education, if it's right education. For your life experiences. Thank God for
exactly.
them. Because they are learning experiences. God gives you the ability to see things that you would not have ever seen before. If you open up your eyes, and God says, open up your eyes and see through my eyes. Remember what he says? He says, please learn to see through my eyes.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Yeah. That means that you don't see the color of someone's skin and make a reaction to it. You see the person as a person, just like you. They bleed. They breathe. They die. Just like you. So, why do we make a difference? They're people, yes? Yes? And why do we change? Because someone told us that we couldn't associate with them. You know, that's wrong. Everyone, I'm going to throw this in there, Jewel, everyone has worth. And they have abilities. And they have strength. And some people want to force them down. They don't want them to rise above the grovel of the earth. to be the phoenix, okay? So they say to you, you're crazy. You need counseling. You don't follow the world. Why? I choose to follow God. And that's all I'm going to say about it. I choose to follow God. So if I'm going to make a decision, I'm going to say, God, what should I do? Let him teach you, and he will. But if you go and you make a decision, you say, hey, Joe, what should I do? Well, you're relying on Joe to tell you what to do. Now, is that right or wrong? It's wrong. Because Joe might have an outside influence that you don't know about, you know? And he could be leading you down that path because he's been told, hey, you get this guy to go down that path, and I'm going to give you this. Okay? So turn first and foremost to God. Listen to God. If we would get up every day and listen to our Father, we would never make a mistake because God is perfect in every way. Amen and amen.
Amen. Absolutely, Brother Thomas. I want to remind you guys, do not go after the next shiny thing. Do not sell out your family and friends for the next shiny thing. Do not try
don't
to come up.
Don't believe the promises that man make you. Don't.
Off of these material things, do not try to rise off of someone's downfall.
Yeah.
These are the things that people before you, for many generations and ages before you, have succumbed to in their failures. And so hopefully you will learn from these mistakes. You will take heed to this wisdom and advice and live your life just honoring God and focusing on your family.
Let go, let God. This is the year of let go, let God.
Amen. This is definitely the year of letting go, letting God lead you to where you have to go. And also let go of the dead weight. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
If
all sit away.
No longer serving your highest good. I don't care if they birthed you. I don't care if you married them. I don't care if you had them out of your womb. If they are not worshiping God and serving your highest growth, your highest light, let them go and let God. Okay? I can't emphasize that enough to you. And for those of you who have lost a lot in these past years, things that were taken from you unjustly, unrighteously, just being hit with debt and bills and, you know, everything that you know deep in your soul is a spiritual attack from the pits of hell. I want to pray today that everything is returned back to you sevenfold in this divine.
Sevenfold. I love it. I love the sevens analogy. Oh my God. There's people, I think if you haven't learned about sevens, you need to look into the sevens. Sevens is a godly number. It's a number that God uses in everything. There's 7 days of the week. I mean, you can just keep on going with all the different things there are that deal with sevens and start opening your eyes to sevens. It will turn you toward God. It really will. Because y'all realize even Sunday, you know, we said, you know, Saturday was supposed to be the Sabbath, right? But then we decided to drop Saturday, and we decided to go with Sunday. Do you know what Sunday, Jewel, represents? Have you heard?
Go right ahead, Brother Thomas.
Sunday is worshiping the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Satan, Saturn. Uh-huh. So why did we do that? Because someone told us to. You know, Sunday, you know, it used to be that, and it should be, Sunday was supposed to be the first day of the week, and it's not. It's the end of the week in the calendar.
That's correct.
And it shouldn't be. It should not be. And so we have, you know, there's 7 days, and even they've twisted the 7 days. Okay? So, again, focus on sevens. Start focusing on sevens. Look at your combination of sevens. Our scripture, John 3:16. 16, 1 and 6. 1 plus 6, 7. You see, that's why I knew the scripture was meant to be the one for the lesson for today, because Jill had tasked me to find the scripture for this Silence of the Lambs podcast. And I said, okay, so I went out and looked to see about the Chosen and that kind of thing. And it led me to this scripture. And when I first said it, I said, well, I know John 3:16. Everyone knows that. And I'm going, Thomas, what did you just say, 3:16? And I said, you're right, it is. And so then I looked at the scriptures after it, and it goes to 21. Well, 21, let's talk about that. In the sevens, 21 is, you know, 3 times 7. That's 21. In my thinking, 21 means signed, sealed, and delivered. God has given you the answer right there in John 3:16, but all the way you have to continue with to verse 21, when it says, if you will turn from your evil ways, turn back to God, you are forgiven, because he didn't come here to condemn you. He did not. He came here to save you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. As we close out, I just want to wrap up. This year of podcasting has been truly amazing. I'm thankful and grateful to our Father for pushing me out into my calling and
and to push you to the podcast, because you've been
that definitely was not my my first choice of things I would be doing in 2024, but Father said, this is what I called you to do, child. I need you to speak about the wicked practices of these occults.
Yes.
I need you to speak about the child trafficking. I need you to speak about the kidnapping, the setups, the illegal experimentation, and all of the things that have been going on under the veil that many people cannot speak on because of their blood tie affiliations. I'm calling you out of the wilderness to be the voice for the voiceless.
Yes.
And
yes.
I said, Father, that's a heavy call. I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know if I could handle the retaliation while I'm being already attacked. But he said, child, I'll have you covered. You do what it is that I call you to do and ask no questions. So I did just that in this last year, and I hope that those that needed to hear these words, that needed to feel comforted and supported and to know that they are not alone with what they're experiencing with the home invasions and stalking and trafficking.
Burning up family members. Yes, that was the
family members selling them out for coins. I hope that my transparency, that my true inner voice was helpful to you in some way.
It was radiant, Jewel. It was radiant. It really was.
Just,
you're like
I
a jewel.
You guys,
I mean, you were given the perfect name. You really were.
Oh, thank you, Thomas. I really want you guys to know that this has been divinely guided. Definitely nothing that I have personally chosen to do for my own fame or prosperity. This has been done as a calling that sometimes felt too heavy but needed. And I'm just glad those of you who were brave enough to get on board and to come on the podcast and to leave comments, I applaud you, because I
Amen.
Know this is heavy stuff. And
it
I know
is.
You guys want to protect your families as well.
Yeah.
So anyone willing to do this, it has
well,
to be divine.
Well, I
want to
say, you know, this past
guided.
Year, the reflection of, Jewel, I want to say thank you to Pastor Peter. I really appreciate
oh,
it.
Oh, Pastor Peter was amazing.
Yes.
Pastor
and Nina,
Clay was awesome.
Dr. Nina Ritchie was amazing.
Sister Nina
Stephanie.
Was
I mean, everybody
great.
That has stepped
Stephanie,
up to take on this role. I
know earlier I gave Sister Sharon a shout out, but she kind of helped open the doors to lead.
Pastor, I mean, when he came on and did his, I mean, everyone's had their contributions, and that's just what I want
to say. Absolutely.
Everybody has a contribution. And so, and I'll tell you one thing, Jewel, I really look forward to listening to the comments of what people have reflected on and thought about, and then had enough time to jot it down. And I really, you know, we grow from that. And so I don't know, Jewel, if you have any comments from the last one that we had, but I look forward to them. I look forward to hearing what people actually gain from it, from what we first were presenting. And if they wanted to add to it or even had a difference of opinion, that's fine. Just because we don't see eye to eye don't mean it's not right.
It's okay. I mean, I open the doors to all comments, just not trivial nonsense, because I don't like attack comments. So I'll just block those if I feel like it's purposeless and it's just trying to ignite strife, because that's what the enemy does.
He's trying to gaslight you, you know, because there's people out there that
tries to
gaslight you.
Nitpick and find openings to shut down God's work, and I'll shut it down before it even starts. You can count on that.
Yeah.
But if you are genuine and you truly, because I know there were times early in our podcast people gave us feedback as to the length of the podcast.
We weren't
used to podcasts going on so long. And we did take that with a grain of salt, but we also were called to talk on some topics that required.
You can't put restraints. You can't put restraints on the Word of God. You can't. You cannot.
Yes. So what I did in turn was I started the healing series, which is a lot briefer. And for those who are just looking for quick healing, Sister Stephanie and I do a shorter podcast just for that, where we don't deep dive into a lot of spiritual things and what's going on in present day that applies to us today. So I think that is an option for those who want the shorter podcast, which is great. That's usually between 20 to 40 minutes long max.
So
you could definitely check those out. But when I have Brother Thomas on, he's a deep diver, so we definitely go into overtime whenever he's on.
I'm sorry, but I think people have really, they know me as being genuine, and I speak from the heart. And and I just feel like God gives me this message that I'm supposed to tell people about. And so come hell or high water, I'm going to speak it. And this is my limited time to be able to do so. And again, with technology, we don't know where our technology is going to lead us. We don't know if tomorrow we're not going to have the internet. We don't know if we're going to have phones anymore. We don't know. And so this is our opportunity to tell you as much as we can in the length of time that we can. And so I'm sorry. I apologize if the length has been long. But when I've gone and played back the podcast, Jewel, I've not known them to be that long. I don't know why that is. I think that they flow. They're pretty easy to follow. And maybe it's just me and my perception. But hopefully other people, when they do have the time, and it requires time, people. You can't rush through this. You can't just say, well, I'm going to listen to this while I'm cooking dinner. Well, yeah, maybe not so. It really means that you need to be when you're off alone, if you can do that. And you reflect on what the people are saying to you, what Jewel and I are saying. And realize this, that it's not our voice that's saying, it's God. Realize that. That whatever message is given to y'all, God's given it. And I'm not saying that I'm speaking for God. Forgive me. I do not. What I'm saying is the ears hear. So what you choose to hear is the perception that you will have. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. So thank you all for just a wonderful year in podcasting. Brother Thomas, I can't emphasize enough how much I appreciated you showing up and sometimes even encouraging me to do podcasts, but I didn't feel like I was even being heard, and pushing me to do another one and find another day. So I definitely appreciate you, Brother Thomas. You are a true gem, spiritually and just overall. You're a wonderful soul. So I thank you for that. And for all of you followers who I know this podcast is something you probably tread lightly on because you're like, oh, my goodness, they're opening my eyes.
About this day?
Start tormenting me once I know what they're really doing behind the scenes. I know it's a lot. I get it. And if you don't feel comfortable commentating yet just because you want to protect your families, I understand. Those of you who have awoken to the point where you are already experiencing these forms of retaliation and feel comfortable commenting, I understand. I think as we all grow through the different levels and journeys of spirituality, I'm excited to see more people awaken. I'm excited to see more people accepting.
We need comrades, Jewel. We don't need to be alone on this world. We need some comrades. We need people that are going to be common folk that are feeling the same way that we do.
I'm going to tell you, Brother Thomas, even when I started to awaken, it's hard to trust and to see if someone's truly genuine in their deliverance or if they are trying to entrap.
Pontificating. Don't you love that word, pontificate?
So I definitely understand if you're kind of listening with one ear and feeling us out and seeing if we're true to the game. And, baby, I'm true to this, not new to this, okay? So you can count on me. I'm not going to deter you in any way and lead you to the best of my ability into a safe zone. So, again, thank you all for your love and support. I want to thank Fundraising Cup especially. And I got to give them a huge shout-out because – that organization is truly a day one that gave me the resources and pushed me into feeling comfortable to be a act and bringing on guests. And so I'm grateful for that. And I'm grateful for watching them actually give the money to people around the world and seeing people around the world comment on our social media pages and saying how we changed their lives, how we've given them medication in need. It's truly a blessing to be a part of an organization doing what they say they're going to do with
exactly.
The money.
And actually they talk the talk and they do the walk. Amen.
Yeah, you don't see that often. And sometimes you hear these stories about how you donate to these charities and people only get like 13 cents out of the $13 that you don't. And you're like, what? That's not the case here. You really get to see the lives being changed and the people contact you directly to thank you with pictures. It's a beautiful thing. And I'm happy to be part of the organization. And it's been a fight to get the recognition publicly for what this organization does, because like what the enemy does all the time, even with our own personal reputations, they'll slander, they'll destroy, they'll hack, they'll do all these things to ruin a really good thing. And I'm glad we kept pushing for Fundraising Cup, even through all the hacking, even through all the slander. We're still making a way and doing the work. The groundwork that needs to be done. So thank you, Fundraising Cup. Sister Nina, I know you're out there fighting the good fight. She's been such a supportive sister through this all, like a second mother. And so I pray for you. I pray that out there in the UK that the truth is revealed. The occult practices that's happening out there that's affecting women and children as well. And I pray for your safety as well as women and children all around the world we're here. We have our feet on the ground. We're not going to stop posting about these children that are going missing. We're not going to stop talking about these occult practices and things that we're not going to stop talking about these energy weapon usage and illegal testing. We're not going to stop. So whatever the enemy is planning or whatever setup he has up his sleeve next, just know that we are still going to be here doing God's fight and taking wrongful persecutions as our Father Jesus has done before us, and we're ready for it. We're not backing down.
Isn't we're ready
right,
for the
brother?
Battle. We put on the full armor. Amen, amen.
We got on our armor. So, again, thank you all for joining us, and we look forward to a wonderful 2025 with you all. Stay strong. Stay in the Word. Join us and hold hands as we push through another year of divinely inspired podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Let go, and let God. I can't emphasize that enough. Just when everything in the world is just so much on your shoulders, let God handle it. He is the best way to take that burden off your shoulders. Let him have it. He can handle it. He can. Man cannot. They have limits. God is limitless. Okay? Amen.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye. Happy New Year.